Welcome back to the Dynamo pregame show presented by Fubo. A look there at one of the new signings, Steve Clark, as the Houston Dynamo getting set to take on Real Salt Lake. So many changes occurring here in the offseason. Here's a few of them. Pat Onstad named the general manager. Asher Mendelson, the first technical director in Dynamo history. Jessica O'Neill coming in as the first president for the Houston Dash. And the reason why that's happening, because of the spend of this man who joins me right now. He is the Dynamo owner. He is Ted Siegel. Ted, thanks very much for coming on. You're putting your money where your mouth is. You've added some very critical and important positions to the club.
That's right. I think when we came in here, we realized that there's a lot of work to do, both on and off the pitch. And I think with the bringing in of Pat and bringing in of Asher, bringing in of Jessica, I think we have some good cornerstones. And, of course, don't forget Coach Nagamura as well. So I'm optimistic about this season ahead.
All right. So as I talked to you, it was about 8 months ago. It was a little bit hotter the last time you and I met, but you had just taken the team over. So if you look now forward here 8 months through your lens, outside of just the signings you made, what are some of the things you have seen?
So I've seen what I knew going in, which is this is the passionate soccer city that we know it is. We can hear the supporters in the section up here in their new safe standing, and we're excited about them and share their optimism. And we have a new pitch zone behind us, and so we are just trying to deliver to this city what they expect and what we want them to have.
What else have you learned about the club and about maybe getting to that soccer community that's really kind of hardcore, that has been a bit elusive? Let's be fair.
I think they have high expectations, and so do we. So we share their desire to put together a winning side, and so we're doing our best to do that.
All right, so that takes me into the obvious next question. Fans want to know about players. You've made some very good signings here. The biggest spend in history was Sebas Ferreira transfer and combined salary. We're hearing rumors about other big names, including Hector Herrera. Is there more spend coming when it comes to players?
The short answer is yes. And I know Pat has been a guest on your shows, and he's confirmed that as well, that we still know that we have positions that we can enhance and we have work to do. And so all I can say is stay tuned.
Ted, yesterday we all watched a ton of Major League Soccer. There were 9 games, 27 goals, an average of 3 goals a game. We want a bunch for the Dynamo here tonight, but that was a great entree into today and being here at PNC Stadium.
I couldn't agree more. Yesterday was a great showcase for MLS, and we're trying to do our part here. I know the fans are doing their part to put on a showcase for the rest of the league and show them how it's done here in Houston.
Yeah, I wanted to take you into some of your stadium renovations, because I think sometimes the fan base doesn't realize adding a technical director position, that's a spend. Adding a new president to the women's side with the Houston Dash, that's a spend. And this is very big spend here with these two renovations you made in stadium. Just talk a little bit more about that, because this is part of an overall spend from you as an owner. And I think sometimes we forget that because the fans just look at players.
Sure. And so what we were trying to do with what we've already done at the stadium is listen to our fans, hear what they've been wanting for a long time, and something that I know our supporters have been wanting for a long time is safe standing. It's in a lot of stadiums, it's kind of the standard now. And so we were just bringing that section of the stadium up to standard. Behind us in the pitch zone is just a different, varied offering to give fans a different experience and to how to experience the game. And we're in the midst of analyzing other things that we can do around the stadium to give fans additional options.
Anything you could share? Or
So we're going to be having some conversations tomorrow going through some of the architect's proposals. I do think that if we can do some things around some of the stadium entrances to, again, enhance the fan experience, get them more integrated both inside and outside the stadium, some things that we can do on the east side, these are some of the things that we're considering.
All right, from the competitive standpoint, the under-23 team, and I'm so grateful that under-23 team is here and not 6 hours away as an RGV, as a reserve team. This is a critical piece for the Houston Dynamo to gain back some of the youth soccer community. What more do you have plan-wise for the youth community and really trying to create a better relationship?
I know that that is a priority of our technical staff. I know that, that Pat has made that one of his priorities. I know that he is out there trying to foster the ties, and I know that he has a lot more that he can add on that topic. But a priority of ours is internal development, and we know that we can't have quality internal development without the buy-in and support of our community.
Well, you've talked a lot about community. We're glad you're here. Great start so far for you. We'll take a break. Ted, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that's Houston Dynamo owner Ted Siegel making things happen.